All right, we're going to bother my dad again.
Has he ever been to a concert?
If he has, it certainly hasn't been since I've been alive.
Back in the day, the Beatles, Elvis, he was alive during all that.
Hey, Dad?
Hey, where you guys going?
So we're having a conversation about something that that people haven't done for, you know, and something they'd be willing to do for the first time. But we were talking, we had a young woman just call and said she's never been to a concert. And I said, and she said, because of all the people. And I said, I'm not a big fan of going to concerts for the same reason. And I said, I know my mom has been to concerts, but have you ever been to a concert?
Well, sure I have, you know.
Really?
Not recently by no means, but, you know, back in the day, you know, your mom at one point in time, which why in hell I went, I don't know, but she wrote me into going to see Alabama. She liked them. I wasn't
really
a big fan and went to that, but... let me change gears on you guys. I know it's your show. I need to ask you guys a question because you guys deal with the public. I'm going to dentist today. What I've got a cavity under a crown. Okay, I ain't worried about the cost. It is what it is. But anyway, they're going to have to take the crown off, and then they're going to have to drill, okay, and then go back and replace the crown. Okay, I need an approach. What is better, you know, is it please don't hurt me or don't hurt me?
I
need to know one you think might work better. If I'm too forceful, they're going to say, we're going to hurt the guy.
Yeah.
But, you know, so should I sit so the please in?
I would go sympathy. I would go please don't hurt me. Because I am scared with this kind of stuff. So I go in right away just letting them know, hey, I'm not here to be Tommy Tough Guy. Please don't hurt me. That's what I would go with that one.
You think, you know, I ought to cry?
That might help. Did you not get laser eye surgery with no anesthetic? Isn't that you that did that?
Well, cataract surgery, yeah. Hell, that wasn't good.
They don't do that, though, with your eyes, but your mouth.
But no, but they do that, but he said no because he'd have to wait around, and he had stuff he had to get done. So, literally...
but if I had the anesthetic, you know, I'd have to wait around another hour. I didn't want to. But, you know, that's a bad surgery anyway, because you're awake and your eyes, you know, they got your eyes pried open.
Okay.
And you can see the needle and the scalpel and everything else.
And he had no anesthetic there, but he's worried about a dental routine. I don't understand what the difference is.
Your dentist wants you to have a good experience, so of course they will do whatever you ask, especially with sweet manners.
Can't they gas you? Can't they knock you out? Ask him to do that. Just knock me out.
Well, that's what I'm going to ask him to do.
Here's what you say to him.
Yeah, give me that happy gas.
You say, I'm going to be much more agreeable if you put me to sleep.
Well, I figure if I ask them not to hurt me, and they do, then I'm halfway justifiable to cuss them.
Because
the guy came, you know, just come out of nowhere cussing us. You know, I ask you, not to hurt me.
Yeah, you can't walk in guns blazing, but I think if you go in and let them know that you're upset, about this.
Let's go back to concerts. The first one I ever went to, I was about 15, and you guys never heard of this group, Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs.
All right.
They had that song, which become a big seller, Wooly Bully. Anyway, you guys can pull that up. I never was a big concert guy,
That's what I was saying. You were around during Elvis, during the Beatles. You had to have been at a concert.
You love Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Clapton. So,
exactly.
Yeah, I should have. My first wife, she had a bag of dirt, and I said, "What's the deal? You got in a bag? It's Beatle dirt." She went to a concert when the Beatles were here in Indianapolis, and one of the Beatles stepped on it, so she saved it. I thought, that's a little over the top.
That's awesome.
Oh, it's Beatles dirt.
Beatle dirt. Beatle dirt. Yeah.
But, hey, guess what? Alabama is coming to Madison 50th reunion. You should take your son.
Yeah. No, I think we're both good on that.
I think I got to have dental work done then too.
Well, thank you for your time. Good luck today at the dentist. They'll take good care of you.
Yeah,
you're so sweet.
You call me tomorrow. I'll give you an update.
Okay. If you can talk.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, better.
Thanks for answering.
Thanks a lot. You guys have a good show.
I love you. Talk to you later.
Bye.